All right, as promised, we are talking some baseball right now. One of the best stories in Major League Baseball this year is the Arizona Diamondbacks. We are joined by a first baseman for the D-backs. He is in his ninth Major League season overall. It is his seventh with the D-backs. He was originally a fourth-round pick by Baltimore in 2012. He won a Gold Glove last year. He's got 12 home runs this season, 36 RBI after getting a career-high 36 bombs last season. Christian Walker is my guest. Christian, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jim. All right.
Really good. Great to have you, Christian. Thanks so much. Hey, before we talk about the team and the year you're having, you missed Saturday's game against the Braves with food poisoning. You did come back on Sunday, and you went 1-for-4 as a DH. What did you eat, dude, and how are you feeling right now?
I'm still in shambles a little bit. I feel like so there was a day game at home, played the day game. Me and two other players, Kyle Nelson and Jake McCarthy, snuck out and grabbed a dinner together after the day game in Scottsdale. Real good spot. We've been before. Place I frequented a lot, and just I think we got bad luck. And all at the same time, the same day, we all came in throwing up and sick. And just when we thought we were getting in a good spot yesterday with a day off, woke up today with some funk again. So, but I mean, we're in a good spot. Definitely heading in the right direction.
Dude, that is wild. That is really, really, I mean, it's one of those things, but you certainly hope. That's not one of those things you hope for. So I appreciate you being honest about that. I mean, that's the opposite of a recovery, right? Waking up a few days later, like, damn, that thing's still there.
Yeah. I thought I was back to normal and had some pretty normal food yesterday, but all things considered, we're good, man. We're here in Washington, coming up on a good series.
All right, so let me ask you about the series against the Braves. You took on the NL East leading Braves over the weekend. A lot of talk about how that might be a measuring stick for the D-backs. Atlanta takes 2 out of 3, but they were down to their last out in the ninth before they walked it off Sunday. Christian, like, I get there are no moral victories, but does it feel like that series was another indication that you guys can play with and compete with anybody in the bigs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, you said it perfect. There's not a moral victory there, but also I feel like we proved to ourselves that we needed to, as far as you know, gaining some momentum and executing this middle stretch of the season. I feel like these are the games that matter. This middle ground where you know you're prepping for something later, but also when you gotta find that little extra motivation in May and June to make September count.
Christian Walker is joining us. You know, it's one thing to prove it to yourselves. I think it's also really key that you're proving it to the community, right? The series drew over 96,000 fans to Chase Field. That's the best attendance for a three-game series since 2019. So when you're out there, can you now feel that energy between the lines? And then how gratifying is it to see the fans buying in to what you're building?
Yeah, it's so exciting. I mean, as a player too, like, you know, home field advantage is an interesting thing. It's like, yes, yeah, there's an angle to sleeping in your own bed and playing in a familiar park and the home schedule and all that. But, you know, for me, it's the crowd. It's the energy. It's when you score early and the place is shaking and rocking and the other team has to answer. And when they don't, you know, it even gets louder. And, when I think about home field advantage, for me, that's what I'm after. I'm after the energy and the edge that the crowd brings. And, that was everything we needed out of them this past weekend, for sure.
Christian Walker joining us. Listen, I know there's a lot of baseball left, but we're into June now. So you're past the stage of saying that you're hot or you're off to a great start. With 35 wins, you're tied with the Dodgers and the Braves for the best record in the National League. So what's been the biggest difference this year compared to last year when the team was 14 games under 500?
Yeah, to be honest, man, it's hard to put my finger on exactly what it is. You know, even the last few years, obviously the record's been different and tough, but you know, there was a standard. There was there's a mindset every day. It's like, no matter what's going on, we're going to prepare for this game today the best we can, the hardest we can. And I think sticking true to those roots and, now the younger guys have a year and they have 2 years, right? It isn't their first time experiencing and their first time working through the league. So I think that little experience takes the edge off for them. I think our older guys trust everything a little bit more. They trust themselves. They trust the younger guys. They know if we're doing things the right way and we're handling ourselves properly when nobody's looking. You know, those are the moments that matter in the game.
Christian Walker joining us. I can appreciate that. I want to ask you about one of the younger guys in a minute, but I want to ask you about your manager. You know, they pay me not to play favorites. I take that pretty seriously. I always have. That said, Torey Lovello has always been one of my favorite dudes. Like, I loved him as a player. He used to come on this show when he was a player. I love him as a manager. What's he like to play for? And then how much respect is there in the way he runs that clubhouse? How much respect is there from the team for Torey?
Yeah, a ton. Absolute ton. I mean, nothing but respect. The communication skills, yes, he's the manager, and yes, he's, you know, running the ship, and there's that respect and that angle, but also, you know, the line of communication and the personality is just there. You know, we truly feel the open door policy. If there's anything on a player's mind, we can go in and talk about it, and it gets settled out. It's a constructive conversation, and there's nothing but honesty. And, you know, as a player, that's exactly what we're looking for. Yeah, there's a lot on our plates with the games and all that, but it's easier for us to buy in when the communication's strong and we know what the thought process is, and that's exactly what Torey does. He keeps everybody in the loop. He trusts us. We trust him. It's a great mix. He's got incredible feel.
Yeah, Christian, what's interesting is things have changed so much. I mean, it's so different right now. And, like, a manager today has to deal with the players and then the advanced metrics groups and the front office and everybody else. But the one thing that's never changed, and I've done this a long, long time, I go back 30 years now, the one thing that's never changed is every single pro athlete I've ever spoken to has only asked one thing of either a coach or a manager. Man, just shoot me straight. Look me in the eye and just tell me the way things are so I can trust you. So I don't care how much things change. That's the one thing that never changes. You mentioned how the vets trust each other and the vets trust the younger guys. Let me ask you about outfielder Corbin Carroll. He's been electric. He's getting a lot of run as a potential rookie of the year. It seems to me if he keeps doing what he's doing, he damn well may run away with it. How much of a lift has he given you, both with his bat and his speed on the base pass?
Yeah, electric is a great word. It's exactly that, man. It's a great feeling knowing, and there's a lot of other guys on this team that check that box as far as, like, you know, the speed, the scrappy, the high baseball IQ, stuff like that. Like, Corbin separates himself for sure with the results that he throws out there every night. And, you know, you can expect a certain quality of play when he's in the lineup every night. And I mean, that's just a tribute to his hard work and his consistency. But that role of somebody who maybe can show up to the field that night and their swing's not feeling great. But it doesn't matter because he can still use his tools to get on base twice and steal a base and get into scoring position and generate some, you know, some chaos, some havoc for the other team and get into scoring position and help the hitters behind him. You know, there's a certain damage control worst case scenario when you have guys like that who can show up and put, you know, almost an effort level worst case scenario out there. And, you know, obviously when you're talking about Corbin, you're not only talking about worst case scenario. His upside is incredible, and getting to watch it, you know, first person every night is a lot of fun. But, you know, that type of role of, you know, even on the down days, it's really not that bad.
That is a great, great description. One last thought, and I appreciate the time. This has been a really fun interview. You know, you talked about the standard. You had a storied, storied college career. And South Carolina, where you played your college ball, is back in the Super Regionals. You won back-to-back College World Series titles while you were there. So I understand being in the major leagues is the ultimate. But is there any part of you that thinks back to those days and feels like, man, it just doesn't get much better than that? I mean, how much fun did you have playing college ball back at South Carolina?
Yeah, it's so much fun, man. It's such an interesting time in baseball where, you know, you're turning into a grown up and you're maturing in your body and your strength, and, you know, you can hit balls out of the park and you can do different things with the baseball, but, you know, you're still a kid, right? Like you're 18 to 20. It's so much fun, man. You're out there competing and out there for your brothers and your teammates. And I watch the college baseball now, and, you know, especially the Gamecocks, have been following them. I still live in the area in the off season in South Carolina, and I do a lot of my training at the university. So I've built a little bit of a relationship with the players and the hitters, and, you know, it's awesome. I'm so happy for them and their success. And, you know, those guys work hard. It's a cool time in life. And, you know, you try to explain it to them while they're there, but, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like you truly don't appreciate until it's over. So, you know, you just, you hope that they're harnessing all these memories and holding them tight.
So really quickly, what do they say to you when you come back? I think that's great that you go back and you work out there. How do they treat you? What do they say to you when you come back? Do they have lots of questions, or are they just kind of in their own world?
No, honestly, lots of questions. You know, obviously every hitter is different, and some guys are very confident in what they got, but you know, when you see a guy in there working and they're not afraid to ask a question. The hitting guy there, Monty Lee, he's been around for a while. He's great. He provides an interesting perspective. But it's very much an all hands on deck kind of mentality there. When they'll ask me and I'll ask Monty, and there's a group of maybe three or four of us pro ball guys that all train there most days in the off season. So it's cool to bounce ideas off. And next thing you've been sitting in the hitting, in the tunnel talking for the last 2 hours, and it's just a very baseball-y, environment, and it's cool.
I think that's so cool that you do that, and that's got to be so cool for them. He is a first baseman with the D-backs. He's in his ninth year overall, seventh with Arizona, and they are playing great ball. Christian Walker, my guest. Christian, really good to have you on the show. Appreciate that long-form conversation. Really well done by you, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Also, I got to show some love to an older skip, man. Softball guy is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I go back to it a lot. About not hitting the cutoff and the $400 softball bat, man. That you absolutely nailed that. That's still one of my favorite skits.
My man, I appreciate that. That is so cool you to say that, Christian. Thank you very much, dude. I'm pretty proud of that one. I appreciate that. Softball guy. People go back to that. Softball guy, Christian Walker, joining us. Softball guy is one of the all-time favorite jungle bits. Just go look it up if you haven't seen it or heard it, but that comes up. But it's not often that it comes up from a major leaguer or a major leaguer who won a couple of natties in college.